good. I think you might have heard my dog in the background too.
Oh, no, I didn't. But it's great to hear that you are an authentic dog-loving individual with a dog in the background.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit why you set up Pound Paws and how it works?
Yeah, of course. So, I kind of got involved in the animal welfare industry at a younger age when I learned the statistic that 250,000 pets are getting euthanized every year in Australia. That shocking statistic was devastating to hear. And the more I went into shelters, I realised that there was a huge demand for potential owners to adopt from there. So Pound Paws essentially is an online search engine and it allows users to search for their dream pet by various search fields. So you can search by breed, age, size, sex or lifestyle match. And it just fast tracks the adoption process. So we pretty much just want to create a link which fast tracks the adoption process, furthermore reducing the amount of pets on death row per year.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're holding the Double Bay Dog Day Doggy Festival. Sorry, got to wrap my mouth around that one. It's on this Saturday at the Golden Sheaf Hotel. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so this is our fourth year running the event in Double Bay, and the Sheaf have been absolutely incredible in hosting the event in their venue this year. So the event name, Pound Paws Dog Day, is something where we sort of engage the local community. We have lots of awesome activities ranging from dogs available for adoption, a rescue dog adoption parade, lots of pet market stalls ranging from puppy crystal healing, dog massages, to even fun little activities like best dog trick and best dog costume.
Oh my God, that's awesome. So if you're thinking about adopting a dog, it's a great event to go to. If you've got a dog already, should you come along?
Oh yeah, of course. We've got so many activities planned just for the dogs. So if you have a dog, come down at 12 p.m. because we'll have the red carpet rolled out with paparazzi.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
It's hilarious when you see how into it the dogs get. Like the whole day you'll be laughing. It's so adorable.
I love it. I love it. Okay, now when it comes to adopting a pet, what are the things people have to consider before they head down that path?
Yeah, well, I think the major one is realizing that pets are a 10 to 15 year commitment. So it's not something that should be taken lightly. It's a really serious long-term commitment and they are a part of a family. They are also quite expensive, whether that's just medical bills or day-to-day food bills. So I would encourage people to be aware of that before going down that pathway. But totally worth it. I mean, they open you up to love. They bring you so much happiness. They get you outside more. They're great.
They are great. I am a rescue dog mum and yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. I can highly recommend it, but you're right. Like it is a long-term commitment and my husband and I have kind of gone, oh my God, okay, like this is, we got 15 years with this baby.
But it's amazing how quickly you sort of are happy to change your life around them. Like I feel everything in my day-to-day life revolves around my dog.
Yeah.
I mean, even like what I do.
Yes. Oh my God, that's so funny. Hey, so if potential dog adopters come along to the event, do they walk home with a dog on the day or is there a bit more of a formal process to go through?
I mean, that would be super cool.
I know. But, down to the Sheaf for a pint and a puppy.
Ended up with a dog.
Yes.
Well, it is a bit of a process just because there's a bit of screening that goes on. Every rescue group is different, but Dachshund Rescue Australia and Greyhounds as Pets, as well as Deaf Dog Rescue Australia, will be down there with some dogs for adoption. They'll be taking applications, but the rest of the process will be done afterwards.
Yeah. Oh my God. So the Dachshund Rescue Australia, I just need to tell listeners, and this is a little bit of a dirty secret of mine. I got rejected from them a number of times because they explained to me, you know, the dogs, Dachshunds in particular, are very needy. They require a lot of attention. You know, how many sets of stairs do you have in your house? It is a very thorough process, particularly for a Dachshund that you go through. And I got totally rejected. But
the screening process, they're very technical with it, which is good.
It is good.
It's a particular breed needs particular caring requirements, but the dachshunds are very popular.
Yeah, they are. And I think it is encouraging that they are so thorough, because you can totally jump online, buy yourself a puppy and then head home, and it's absolutely not the right breed for you. So,
yeah.
Brittany, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Everyone, if you're in the eastern suburbs or you're interested in adopting, head along to the Golden Sheep. Brittany, you'll be there, I'm guessing. Pop in and say hello to you.
Yes. Be on the stage talking all day about dog adoption.
I love it. Thanks so much, Brittany. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Pound Paws founder Brittany Bloomer talking with us about the Double Bay Dog Festival that's on this weekend. You can head on down to the Golden Sheep in Double Bay if you want to find out more about pet adoption. Also, if you want to donate to one of the many pet rescue organisations that'll be there, go along, have a beer, have a laugh with the pups. It'll be a beautiful afternoon.